actually was left there.
He left on Thursday, yeah. He went around to Thursday. Okay, we're continuing here in Shashirim. We are actually in the middle of Pasuk Tes, which is page Kufnun Beis in the Gra. We talked about last time, that there were two kitzim, there were two times Hashem set for the Geula, Dalet Me'ashana, and the fourth generation, Dor Revi. And we went through last time, Barichus, many different shitas in those two Zmanim, and how the Gra seems to learn as well. So we're in the middle over there on page Kufnun Beis, Hineze Oimed Acher Kosleinu. So the pasuk says he's standing behind the wall. Mashgiach min achalonis, meitzis min acharakim. So the Gra says, Shamati shadoidi oimer achar kasleinu, veinu mafsik beinenu ela hakoisel. I heard that my beloved is not really so far away. He's just behind the wall. The only thing that's separating us is the wall. Uchshaim de machar hakoisel shaimim mashem edabrim. When you're behind the wall, you can hear things, but you can't see things. So says the Gra, what's the remez here? The wall is referring to our averus, which are a separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pirish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to bring the geula, like we said, the ketz is here. However, HaKadosh Mafsik. So the ketz is here, whether it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it the 400 years start earlier, whether it's because Dor Revi Hashem jumped back a generation, the time has come. However, the problem is, there's a wall here, there's a wall of Averis being Mafsik. So that's number one. V'yachar kach shamati, shegam hu mashkiach min achaloinois, v'yachar kach gam shemetis min acharakim. Afterwards I heard, not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu behind the wall, and the wall, like we said, usually you cannot see what's going on, you can only hear what's going on. But I heard there's more than that. There's windows and there's peepholes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach from the windows, and his metzis is peering out of the charakim, the little peepholes. V'achilik b'neim, shemashkiach min achalein gadol eina roya l'masha begoli. When there's a very big window, so people only do things that are not private. So when you're looking through a window, you see public things. Majenkin, when there's little peepholes, that people are doing, on the other side of the wall, are doing private things, and you're peeping through the little cracks and seeing what's done even b'seiser. So, avol mitzitzim min nekev katon yuchayim liris mashoisim b'seiser. So the difference between chaloines and charakim is how much is being seen. When you're looking through a window, you only see the public things because that's the only thing people do when they know that there's windows and people are able to see. But when there's little peepholes or little cracks, people don't realize that someone's able to see in, so they do things even in private. So therefore, you're able to see that. So three madregas here. Number one, he's on the other side of the wall. You can't see, you can hear. Number two, he's able to see what's begali, and he's able to see even what's beseser. So Yenzov, the Grai says, Vizeo shakasav vayishmalikim, vayaralikim, vayedalikim. We have three different descriptions of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacted to us. So we have vayishma, he heard. That's behind the wall, you can only hear. Vayar, you could see. You could see what's begali. And vayeda, yeda is that you're able to see, he knows what's in their hearts, meaning things that are beseser, he's able to see min acharakim. So that's what he says. Ro mashenu yochel leida elolikim pirush ro masem shem tovim begam rois pischei libam shem tovim. So let's go to the next pirush, because in the next pirush he's going to explain this a little bit more in detail. So let's go to the next pirush, is on page Kuf Samach Vav in Pirush Beis. So he starts off as follows. He says, as we said before, Averis are a mavdil between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a person, and Klal Yisrael. Ach kishadam oyser tshuva toshuv hashkocha gamkein ki yodua. So the first thing he's saying, when you have barriers, barriers means that the hashkocha is not the same anymore. The connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael are not as direct, and therefore, if it's not as direct, the hashkocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved and actively involved in Klal Yisrael is a little bit more diluted than if there wouldn't be this barrier. So when there's an Aveira and there's a barrier, the Hashkach is removed. But when a person does tshuva, Klal Yisrael does tshuva, it returns. V'yesh beiz minei tshuva. Tshuva b'lev v'tshuva b'maisim. There's two types of tshuva, or two parts to tshuva. Number one is this tshuva b'lev, doing tshuva in your heart. And then there's tshuva b'maisim. It's not enough to tshuva in your heart. You have to actually, in action, also change your ways. B'chein k'neged zeh toshuv gam kein hashkocha mida k'neged mida. Says the Gra that when a person does tshuva, it's not all or nothing. Or Klal Yisrael does tshuva, it's not all or nothing. There's madregas to it. There's madrega b'lev, there's madrega b'maisa. And in order for the hashkocha to return, it's not an all or nothing thing either. It's also mida k'neged mida. It says in Parashas Nitzavim two descriptions of tshuva that Klal Yisrael is going to do when lachris hayamim. First, it says vashe vaysa el levavecha, you'll do tshuva in your heart, and then v'shavta ad Hashem. Then it says you'll return in action toward to Hashem, and then in response it also says that Hashem will respond in two different ways: v'shav Hashem eshvuscha, v'shav v'kibetzcha. So just like there were two levels to tshuva, there was two levels to Hashem's returning as well. Like we said, there's mida k'neged mida. The way you do the tshuva is how the hashkacha returns. So he continues, says, what does it mean? Va'inyan hu, shamar akasav neged beis tshuvas hanal b'lev uv'maisa, neged tshuva b'lev amar v'ashe v'ysal l'vavecha, like we said, and neged tshuva b'maisa, it says, v'shavta v'shamata b'kailoi k'chol asher anim etzaveka. So you're going to do everything. That means you're going to do it, that's b'maisa. V'neged zeh pasach b'maidesayim. So then, k'neged this, the pasuk continues, v'shav Hashem aleikecha v'richamcha, v'usheyiten b'leiv noiksecha l'hakel me'alecha. If you do tshuva b'leiv, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have, it says, rachmanis on you. What's the rachmanis? He will put in the lave of those who are oppressing you, l'hakel me'alecha, to make it a little easier. That's the mida k'neged mida. You did tshuva b'leiv, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put b'leiv, the mitzriim, in our case, that they're not going to be meshabed us the same way. Mida k'neged mida. But it's not enough for us to go out free. You want Hashem to take you out b'maisa? You want the mitzriim to let you out b'maisa, to let you out of Mitzrayim? One second, you haven't done tshuva b'maisa yet. It all is mida k'neged mida. Uch'neged harishayna amar v'shav v'kibetzcha v'hu b'maisa. But when you do tshuva b'maisa, then Hashem will gather you in. He'll do an action because of your mida k'neged mida. And the truth is, v'chein b'aviseinu b'mitzrayim haya beis tshuvas kanal. And the same thing is with aviseinu b'mitzrayim. It was also these two tshuvas. So tshuva b'lev v'neged ze amar meitzitz. When it's talking about the tshuva we did in our hearts, so that's meitzitz min acharakim, that we said you peep into the seser, things that are done privately. That's only something he knows. So therefore, since once we did tshuva b'lev, so mida k'neged mida, batla avoida tchila k'bay shakasa razal b'rashana batla. Meaning to say as follows. Chazal tell us that on Rosh Hashanah, the shibud stopped. Batla shibud l'aviseinu b'mitzrayim. Now, the makkah started much earlier. The Mishnah in Masechta Edya says that it was 12 months. The din on Mitzrayim was 12 months. There are many Rishonim in this past week's parasha, in Parshas Boy, there's a Ramban, and there's an Ibn Ezra, to try to figure out, it's really an end of Parshas Va'era as well, to try to figure out exactly how the makkahs went. Because there's 10 makkahs, and if it was 12 months, how exactly that played itself out. Also, to throw into the picture is that in by Makas Barad, so it says over there that that the things that were ripe early, the Saira that was ripe already, so it got destroyed. V'achita v'akusem es loinuku. But the wheat, which wasn't yet ripe, so it was still soft, so it was able to bend, so it didn't get destroyed. So they have to figure out when exactly that season is. So that is usually Adar time. If it's Adar time, that was borrowed, so there's still Arba Choshech and Makas Pechairis to get from Adar to Nisan. So it doesn't necessarily sound like, now we all know, Rashi says, there were 3 weeks of Asra and 1 week of the Makkah, but somewhere there's got to be a breakdown of this. So there's a lot of Rishayim that talk about this. The Ramban, there's been a Bechai, I think, also, in one of these parashas, maybe in beginning of Bai, also big Arichas about it. But we all know that on Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, Rosh Hashanah batla the Shibud from Avisenu. Whenever that was in the Makkah, somewhere along the line, all of a sudden one day the Mitzrayim woke up. That means to say, from Nisan, let's say, till Tishrei, the first five Makkahs, let's just say, for example, Tom, Sradeya, Kinim, they were still Meshabbatas. They got their Makkah, and the next day we were still back at work. They weren't Nisbal from it. But all of a sudden, Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, they wake up, Parah wakes up, no more Shibud. I'm not laying you out, but no more work. What happens? Makara. So there's no one really, doesn't seem to be any midrashim or anything that really clearly say what happened that all of a sudden should stop today. So Zok the Goyin, the Goyin's Megala to us, that Klal Yisrael at that point had done tshuva b'lev. Meaning, the Makkos were not only for the Mitzrayim, the Makkos were for Klal Yisrael too, to see Ashkachas Hashem. That's the whole Ramban, and the whole Parshas, the Ramban and Parshas, the end of Parshas Boy, the Ani Hashem Bekerav Aretz, Kien Kamayini Bechol Aretz, all the different Mepharshim, the Makkos were not just to punish the Mitzrayim or to wake up the Mitzrayim, it's to wake up Klal Yisrael as well. To come to do tshuva. Why? Like we said in this pasuk, the kate has come. The time has come. Hashem wants to bring the gula. Vayomos Malach Mitzrayim, as we said. Malach Mitzrayim died. That was the Malach in charge of Mitzrayim. In Shemayim, Hashem demoted him. Now the gula could start coming. But like the Gaon says, we have a problem. There might be the time, but are we zaycha to the gula? It's not automatic, and we're going to talk about this in a moment. But it's not automatic. There's got to be some type of schus, so you got to do tshuva. So Hashem starts bringing the makas. Comes Rosh Hashanah, tshuva b'leiv. Did anybody know about it? No. Vayeid alikim. Only Hashem. Hashem's the only one. Meitzitz minacharakim. He's the only one. No one knew that Klal Yisrael had reached the point of tshuva b'leiv, and therefore, mida kineged mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put b'leiv the Mitzrayim, no more avoida. So now there's no more avoida. But 1 second. Well, we want to go out. We want to be free. Huh? You're not holding there yet. It's going to take another 6 months from Rosh Hashanah till Pesach, till you're going to actually shech the carbon Pesach, and you're going to get rid of the Avodah Zarah, and you're going to be mal, that's tshuva b'maisa, that's, you're not holding there yet. A person could have a tshuva b'leiv, there's madregas. You could be holding there really inside, you have charata, and you really did, there's the concept of doing tshuva b'leiv, but then when the nisayon comes to actually do an action, kineged it, that's not as simple anymore. That's the famous Chazanish. Between the difference between Amunah and Bitachon. Amunah is Belev. Bitachon is putting in Lamaisa. They're not necessarily Talib Zebezeh. You're not always able to stand up to the Nisayan. And you see from the Gra that it's not all or nothing. Tshuva Belev is something. It's a Madrega in Tshuva. And it's not because you say, well, I failed. I didn't do the Maisa. So what's the point of the whole thing? It's not true. You see, but Avisenu, the Shibud, me Avisenu on Rosh Hashanah, because of Tshuva Belev. And that was Mashkiach min achaloinois. That everybody could see. We shechted the carbon Pesach. We were gemalit. That tshuva b'maisa, everyone could see. That's Mashkiach min achaloinois. Mashkiach min achaloinois. So then it's time for the gula. Now the truth is, this concept really goes back also. It's not only when it comes l'toiva. It's l'ra as well. If you back up a little bit, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is Mida Keneged Mida. Klal Yisrael does good things, that's the Ramban in the end of last week's Parsha. Ramban says, Ein Ladam Chelik B'Teres Moshe, until he believes that everything that happens to Klal Yisrael, Bei Miyochid, Bei Betzibur, there's no such thing as Teva, it's Kulei Neitz. If you do the Rabban Hashem's Ratzon, you get Bracha. You don't do the Rabban Hashem's Ratzon, there's no Bracha. So it's the same thing. Even though, and this is the Gra in Chad Gadja, the Gra in Chad Gadja brings down that, in Chad Gadja, the Gra is Mefarish, that it's Chad Gadja is talking about the whole history of Klal Yisrael, from the beginning of the world all the way to the end, to the Korbanos, Habayis, everything. And in the middle of there, you have Mechiras Yosef, and you have Yetzias Mitzrayim, and everything like that. So the Gra says that even though, he says, you know, because of the Mechiras Yosef, so Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim. So what do you mean? Either it was the Bris Ben Absarim, says, Vavod Nevinu Aizam, you're going to go down to it doesn't say Mitzrayim, but it's going to go to a land of Shalai Lohem. So the Gra says, says there's always two things. There's always could be a gzeira or a havtacha that something's going to happen. But then when it comes to actually need to be done, to be brought into the world of Maisa, there has to be something that activates it. So therefore, even though there was a bris bein apsarim, there's bris bein apsarim that there's going to be, like we spoke about on Shabbos, but it could be Yitzhak, like Yitzchak Avinu or Yaakov. Be'eretz asher lo lahem. He wandered a little bit. He was Yitzhak. Yaakov Avinu is... he's not getting, there's no avodim v'ino esam on the ovens. It's not going to happen. Now, how are they going to get down to Mitzrayim? So there's got to be a chet. There's got to be a chet that activates the bris bein apsarim that says it's going to go down. If it wants to happen to that generation, maybe a different generation. It wasn't muftuch when it's going to happen. It's going to happen, but there's something that's got to activate it. So therefore, Mechiras Yosef was the chet of the Shvatim, went down to Mitzrayim. But even in Mitzrayim, there could not be a shibud on the Shvatim. Shvatim, the Shiftei Ka, no guy could ever get near any of the Shiftei Ka. There was no such thing. The Yaakov Avinu, for sure, he was right to go down, Shalbarzel, but he didn't. Lemais, it didn't happen. He had Tzchusim, it didn't happen. No one could touch the Avos, no one could touch the Shiftei Ka. So now, what happened? Chazal tell us that that Kol Zman, any of the Shvatim were alive, so there was no... there was no Shibud. Levi was the last one to be Nifter. The Shibud began after that. Why? How did that happen? It doesn't happen on its own. There's got to be a Chet. Where's the Chet? So Chazal tells us the minute Yosef HaTzadik was Nifter, Klal Yisrael stopped doing Bris Milah. Now the Shibud couldn't begin then because Shama the Shvatim were still alive. They protected Klal Yisrael. But the minute the last Shevet died, Levi died 10 years later, or whatever it was, so all of a sudden now, automatically there's Vavadum. Now the Avdus was 116 years, but 86 of it was the Inui. That means 30 years into the Avdus, right, from 116 to 86, right, 30 years, all of a sudden one day, it changed from Avdus to Inui. So what happened then? What happened? So we know Klal Yisrael started serving Avodah Zarah. It took it to the next level. It took it to the next level of the Inui. So just like on the way down, so now on the way out, it's got to be the same thing as well. It's got to be the same thing. Starts off with Tshuva B'Lev. Tshuva B'Lev gets rid of the Avdus. To get us out, we're going to have to do Tshuva B'Maisa. Especially on those two Averas that got us into this problem. Specifically, Mila and Avodah Zarah are going to be the two Tikkunim. That's what got us into the problem on the way in. So on the way out, we got to be Misakin that. And it's levels and levels, and it's we're going to see this further in the Pesukim. We get to Kriyas Yamsuf. Once Klal Yisrael starts moving up, as they move up level of level in Ruchnias and Emuna, the Hashkacha gets greater and greater and greater. And eventually there's Zaychat Matan Torah. And then even in the Midbar, there's still Madregas. Rabbeinu Bechai, beginning of Parshas Beshalach, talks about this, that there's levels of Emuna that continue throughout the Midbar to be zaycha to get into Eretz Yisrael. Just because we got the Torah, we haven't finished our stagging. So the same way is on the way down, there's on the way out. So that's what the Gaon's telling us over here, that this was what happened with Klal Yisrael. V'hayakan dalet sibus legula, he says in that bottom paragraph. So we have here four reasons for the geula. Number one, d'chak mitzrayim, that's the inoy, that's the kaishi ashibud. As we said last week, we have schus avos and schus imois, and we have the tshuva sheshavu al Hashem. They're all in Parsha Shmois. That's the beginning of the Pasuk. We're behind the wall. We still have Averis. We haven't done Tshuva. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears us crying. That's the Kaishi Hashibud. That's the Tchak of Mitzrayim. We said last week, as Avram, as Yitzchak, as Yaakov. So it's, and the S is Merameh, is on the Nekeva. And l'chein k'siv b'Yaakov v'es Yaakov vav noisiv k'neged Rachel v'Leia. So it's v'yizkar esbrisei es Avram, because Avram has es, has Sarah. Es Yitzchak, Yitzchak has Rivka. V'es Yaakov, why is it v'es as the gra? Because the es and the v'es is two, because it's Rachel and Leia. So it's k'neged the avos and the imois, that's the schos avos. V'yar elikim es b'nei Yisrael, who neged tshuva b'maisa sherayin ha'koil. And v'yed elikim koyal tshuva b'leif. So these are the psukim here in Parsha Shmois that are telling us all of the sibois for the geula. There's d'chak Mitzrayim, schos avos, Malchus and Imois, and then there's the two tshuvas, tshuva b'maisa and tshuva b'lei, v'chein kan, the chaloinus is the tshuva b'maisa, like we said, and the meitzis min acharakim is the nega, the tshuva b'lei, and that is what brought the gula of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so now we move on to the next pasuk, pasuk Yud. So the pasuk says that's on pasuk on page Kuf Pei Gimel, but we'll just say Rashi as well. Ana doidi va'amar li. So my beloved said, answered and said to me, Kumilach, get up, Rayasi, Yafasi, my beautiful friend, Ulechilach, and go. So Rashi says, Ana is a lashain of calling out very loud. Right, va'anu va'amru. The Gemara in Gittin says, whenever it says ani va'amira, it's always bekol ram. It always means in a loud voice. So anu doidi va'amarli. How did he say it? He said it al yidei Moshe through Moshe Rabbeinu. Kumilach. Rashi says elas chamiyani Mitzrayim, which means this is referring to going out of Mitzrayim. And Rashi doesn't go through the whole thing. It means get up and leave. So the Gra here says, Pirish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar LaMoshe V'Amar LaAaron, Sharei Aaron Hoye Metur Gaman LaMoshe, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, because Aaron was the Metur Gaman, he was the one who spoke for Moshe. That's number one. Davar Acher, Ana Doidi LeFaroi SheYishlach Es B'nei Yisrael, V'Acher Kach Amar Gam Kein Li. So the guy in here is clearly bothered. Why is it Ana va'amar? What are the two things? So in the first pshat he says, Ana means he said to Moshe, va'amar li, and Moshe told Aaron who told me. In the second pshat he's saying, Ana doidi means he told Paray. And then he also told me, kumilach min ha-shibud, get up from the shibud. Like we said, ki b'Rosh Hashanah bat la'avayda avayda saviseinu b'mitzrayim. Rayosi shatarei min ha-avayis, you have the schus avayis, you're my friend, still from the avayis. Yofasi shegam ata be'atzmecha yafe ma'id, you're also very beautiful. Ulchilach mimitzrayim shebenisa nigalu. So there's different levels here. From the pasuk before, we understand that there's different levels. There's kumilach means get up, which is bat laviseinu. Now that brought about Rayasi she'atareyim in ha'avais, we know there was chus avos involved, and Yafati shekam ata atzmecha yafa ma'id, you also have done some type of tshuva, and the pasuk before we know was only tshuva b'leiv at that point, ulechilach, and then eventually you're going to do tshuva b'maisa, and you're going to go out to Mitzrayim shebenisan nigalu. No, he's just saying, no, it means Hashem told Paray to send up in Israel, and then Hashem also told me we're going out. Now if you look in the second, just turn the page, the Kuf Pei Hei, in the second Pirush, he explains a little bit more about Arichas, like we just said. There were two gulas. Number one, the gula from the Shibud was in Tishrei. That's kumilach mishibud. And the second gula was in Nisan to actually go out. That's the lechilach. Now, but he explains the second part of the pasuk a little bit more about Rikas here. And he says, Rayasi Yafasi. Rayasi Yafasi. So this is based on a pasuk in Mishlei, says the Gra. Reyacha v'rea avicha al tazoif. Your friend and the friend of your father don't leave. V'yadua shekoyal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the friend of Klal Yisrael, and he's the friend of us as well. V'zeu b'schus avas avos nikra rayasi. So rayasi is because of the schus avos. V'yafasi shata ba'atzmecha yafa. This is like we said before. Ulechilach. Now he explains. Ki machmas chus avos levad einei maspik. To have just the chus avos to go out, that wasn't enough. V'gam machmas chus atzman levad. And machmas chus atzman alone, it was also not enough. Uchamay shekasa b'soif seyde dvarim. Ki me'avas Hashem eschem. U'mishamra asher nishba laviseichem. Hoitzi. Hashem eschem b'yad chazaka. The pasuk clearly says in Dvarim Perek Zayin, that because Hashem loved you, umishamra yes hashvua, and because of the shvua he made to the avos, that's why Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim. So you see clearly from the pasuk that it's both. It wasn't enough to have not schus avos, and we didn't have enough of our own schusim as well. We needed both. So that's why the pasuk saying over here, it was rayasi and yafasi. We needed both. It wasn't enough to be beloved to the avos. It wasn't enough that you were yourself yafa. You did a tshuva, but it wasn't enough on its own. You needed other schusim as well. And the schus of both of them is what got us out of Mitzrayim. So that's what it means. That's what it means again. He continues, says, V'haya Ekev Tishmun, it says in Parshas Ekev, V'shama Hashem Lekech Lecho Esabris V'Esachesed. Again, it's always we need both. We need the Schus of Avos, and we need both of us, U'shneyen Ke'echad Tzrichim Listarif. Both of them are necessary to bring the Yeshua and the Geula. And that's what it means, Rayasi Yafasi. So, as we're building up over here, Klai Yisrael's done tshuva, and we have also Schus Avos. So now, if we go to the next pasuk, we'll do one more pasuk. It's moving a little bit here. Pasuk Yud Aleph, that's page Kuf Pei Ches. Kinei hasisav avar. The cold has passed. Hageshem chalaf halaklai. And the rain has also moved on. So Rashi just says, because the winter season has left, it's coming spring now, the rain has left and the cold has left, and there's no Tairach B'Derech, now it's a good time to go out. Like we say, we give Akarat Hayom Atam Yoytzim Mechoydesh Aviv. Rashi in this parasha says, we give Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he talked us out, it wasn't too hot, it wasn't too cold, it was a perfect season to leave. So the Gra says like this, Shu Eitz Toiv Ma'oy, Shein Alei Kar V'Alei Geshem. Hashem brought us out in a good time. Says the Gra, "V'achiluk sheben geshem l'sof." What's the difference between cold and rain? He says, "Ki esakar efshar lisbol machmas goydel hatzar." The problem with cold is that it's very fierce, and the reason you can't handle it is because it's just too much. Avol geshem efshar lisbol keine meitzel adam. But rain's not such a big deal. Rain's not such a hardship. A person can make it through the rain. What's the problem with the rain? The problem is the rain continues. It's a lot of drip, 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 drip. And that's just a big pain in the neck for the person. It's not a fierce hardship. It's just because it's continuing, even if it's something that's not so bad, but something that continues drip after drip after drip, nafshe shel adam katzabze, you get disgusted with it. V'zesh amar delef toirid b'yoyim sagrir v'eishas medonim nishtave. He says like this, a pasuk in Mishlei. He says, Pirish kim yesh lit adam tzara yiseinem mebachutz. Let's say a person has a tzara or an enemy outside. Person pains him very much, does a lot of bad things. But he could get out of it. Why? He could either go into his house, or he could make shalom with the person, he could get rid of the person, he could get out of the tzara. But if you have a wife who's making tzaras for you, you can't say she's mamish killing the guy, but it's something, it's a constant thing, little bits of badgering, and be mecharef him tamin, mikamakam ra gedayli, that's also pretty bad. Can my head laugh? It's like a little drip in your house. Sheina isolei ra klaus, that's so bad, it's not pouring in. Drip, drip. Ach machma sheyoyre tif tif vein apaisik nafshe katsa. So that's what the Gra says, the Pasuk in Mishlei is comparing an Eishes Midonim to a drip. That's each Sarah on its own is not so bad, but the problem is it's constant. V'ho inyan, shenigzer al Yisrael ki ger yezaracha v'avodim v'ino esam. V'agzeiros hagerus v'avdus einam kashim oid. Hashem said three things, ger yezaracha v'avodim v'ino esam. So he's saying the gerus and the avdus are einam kashim ma'id. That's not so bad. A person could be saival that. Aval nafshe shel adam katsa liyos navinad. First of all, if you're a ger, you wander around. It's just hard because it's constant wandering. Wears him down. What's the avdus? Velasis melacha she'ena tzricha ve'enu morgoba. We talked about this last year in the Haggadah as well. What did the Mitzrayim do? They first of all, they made us do things that weren't necessary, were pointless, and things that we weren't accustomed to, like men and women switching jobs. So those things also, is it harder to do a woman's job? It's not harder to do it, but since it's not something I'm murgoba, it's not something that's kishmak, I'm katsa by, I'm disgusted by it. Aval inoy, but the inoy, that's the oppression, husisav, that's the cold. Shutzar godol shiyef shalamirba, that you can't handle. So that's what the pasuk is saying, kineasisav, the inoy, that fierce cold of our, has been finished already. Hageshem, the dripping, whether that's the ger yezaracha, chalaf, number one, it's already a while we haven't been wandering, right? Yitzchak and Yaakov, they wandered. And what about what we had, the avdus? Halachlai, that's gone already. The avdus is also gone. Even the thing, it's not an inui, the things that's the avdus, which is like the rainy things, that's already gone. So now, it's time for the geula. And just to finish off here, no, this is saying already at the end. It sounds like we're at the geula, time for the geula now.
It's a little different than this.
Right. So if you look in the Kuf Tzadi Dalid, he basically says the same thing, just a little bit different of a mashal. He says that the Alshich says, there's a pasuk in Mishlei also, that says, Kaivin Evin V'Natal Achel. He says, what's the difference between a stone and sand? He says, there's two type of loads. There's something very heavy like a stone, and then there's something that on its own, it's light. However, but since you have so much of it gathered together, the grains of sand are gathered, so that makes it heavy. So he says, you can have tzaris. Some are their own very bad, and some on their own are kala, but the problem is, because they're coming one after the next, and they're gathering up many little things of sand, grains of sand gathering up, that makes it heavy. And then he says the same thing. He brings the same thing with the rain also. With the rain, it's interesting. The rain, he just brings both mishalim. You could have a monsoon outpouring of rain that's really very strong, and then you have drip, drip, drip for days and days that also are a pain for the person. And the same thing with he brings the same thing with the wife as well. So he says, "Bnei b'Mitzrayim." In the second paragraph, he says, "Kina hatzara shniyah b'shem sisav shu kasha ula'achar shah oiver." He says the kaishi ashibud, when it was the most strong, that was like the sasav, that it comes in one big shot, but then it's gone. It's gone. It's like a monsoon of rain. It wasn't so long. This last period of inui has left. So in the first pshat, he talked about there was the ger yezaracha v'avodom. That was the thing that wasn't so hard. And then there was the inoy. Here he's talking about all of Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, there were tkufas as well. There was the inoy, that was the hardship. And then he says there was a point, for example, we had to go gather straw. Gathering straw is not such a big thing. However, the problem is that constantly doing these types of things is like the Geshem constantly coming. That's the Geshem, Chalav Halach Mikvar, that's the Geshem. So both descriptions, whatever these are describing here, are the things that are very hard, or they're not so hard, but they're just continuous. So then both of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the time has come, the cold has left, the rain has left, and it's going to be time now for the Geula. And we will continue, Be'ezus Hashem, next week.